Hello and welcome to Life at Your Own World podcast episode 50. This is a podcast where we entertain, educate and advocate, and today we are celebrating episode 50 and the end of season 1. So today we're going to take a look back at all of our fabulous guests, most of the content that we've created, and just going to have a general chit chat as we always do, so stay tuned. Hello, welcome. So it's episode 50. Jay's with me. Hi, Jay. Can you believe it's episode 50 as you struggle to get towards the table for your tea?
No, I can't. I didn't.
You can go and get your tea. It's fine. Don't mind the listeners like the ambient noise. What is the material that shirt's made of?
Cotton.
Cotton. It sounds more like a tent.
It's the smallest one.
Oh, it's a small cotton shirt. Oh, I'm glad you can wear a small shirt.
No, but it's a small one. It also lists over my head and normally medium. And it lists over my head button, so obviously it's made really large.
But you're not large.
No.
Well, your body size anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, sipping tea. Have you got any tea to spill, as they say?
Yes.
Oh, I've got to spill the tea then, before I spill mine. Before I spill my guts.
I was oot. On the buses today and yesterday.
Yes.
And a woman yesterday.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Call him blank. Oh. I'll get you funny spotter.
I know.
Oh.
A woman, I don't know the names, I can't name names. She was angry at me.
Right, okay.
And my
colleague. Where were you on the bus and where was this?
I was at gate 23.
For context, it works at the airport.
Gate 20.
With
no, gate
people. 20.
No, gate 20 something, anyway.
Yep.
And stand or whatever. And I was going to the freeway, so obviously they're like, you have to get a dispatcher to take you back.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, she got annoyed and angry.
Why?
Probably because she wouldn't put her buggy down.
Just leave the kids at home, they'll fend for themselves.
But they need to go on the bus, see the bus, right? And this is like, you should say, you're not going to get on your holiday if you don't put your buggy down.
It's like if you don't comply with the rules and regulations here, you're not going to get to your Alicante destination, whatever.
Yeah, you know the things you can't do. I tell you,
we've done this already. I'm bored.
No, this is new stuff.
Okay.
You can't take a phone call or make a phone call at the plane.
In the plane.
On the outside the plane.
Right.
You can, but you can't use your tent to put up an umbrella.
Okay.
You know where that is?
No.
Just in case it goes in the turbines.
Oh, I thought it might be bad luck.
Well, that is bad luck. It makes the plane go tick.
Right. So, yeah, the podcast has been on air for almost a year. So I'm looking at the stats and figures and whatnot. And it says I published the trailer on the 26th of February 2023. And then the first interview we had was when we went to London. And we had an interview with Emmy, the hair confidant.
Oh, yes.
I can't believe that was almost a year ago we went to London.
I know, and I'm back in London in June.
Yeah, what are you doing in June?
Going to see the big finish day.
Mm-hmm. Who are you excited about seeing?
India, Paul.
For context, what's the big finish? I know what it is. But
it's the audio drama convention, like for like Doctor Who, Torchwood, Joe 90, Blake 7, that sort of stuff.
Okay.
I'm going to, obviously, Paul McGann, India Fisher, Christopher Benjamin, Lisa Berman, Nicholas Briggs, that sort of thing.
Who was it? Was it last night or the night before I came through to you and I said, "Oh look, this is your favourite," and she was in Silent Witness.
Oh, it was both of them. It was.
That was so weird.
Yeah,
because you were talking about Louise Jameson and what's her name?
Jenna Redgrave.
Jenna Redgrave, and they were in the same episode of Silent Witness.
Yeah,
I was like, because you got up at 1 o'clock in the morning to go to work, and I'm like, you've got to see this because I was watching it at 1 o'clock in the morning because I was waiting to get up so I could put your hair in a bun.
Yeah,
and I was like, I can't believe this.
I know, a little cream bun? Are you popping out a little cream bun?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah. No, yeah, look, I love Lou. I love Lou. And so who's you played in Jules and Tinko?
I don't know, but let me tell you who she played in Silent Witness. She was the woman who had a daughter who, she died in some sort of accident and she had her put in a freezer in a cryogenics place because they said that in the future they might be able to bring her back to life.
Wow.
But it turned out not to be her daughter, that the daughter was kidnapped and it was so complicated.
Wow.
Yeah.
I am Leela.
You were there for the interview with Emmy, weren't you?
I was.
Yeah. And to the listeners, if you're new, I work with Emmy quite a lot. She has a salon in Wimbledon, and I make some of the hair pieces that she fits on her clients.
South Wimbledon.
South Wimbledon, dear, sorry. And yeah, that was so fun because I've known Emmy for years, but only got to meet her last year, and it was so fun. It was so fun, like being in London and then meeting Emmy as someone that I've worked with for years. Because what happens is I make the hair pieces in Edinburgh, then just post them down to London, and it was so nice to meet her.
Yes, Edinburgh.
Because I've never in my real life got to speak with someone in person about hair and wigs and hair loss, so that was really good. That was really good. And then the episodes after that, we talked about the Fringe and things like that.
We did.
Yes. And then we had what is sensory processing disorder for autistic people and various bonus episodes. And I think the next special guest that we had was Nancy Pearsall.
Who?
Nancy. You know who Nancy is.
I know. I'm being Dorothy. Who?
Dorothy who?
Spornak.
When did she say that?
It's when it's Frieda Clarkson's funeral, but it's the woman is actually accidentally thinking it's Celia Rubinstein.
Oh, okay.
They're breathing on a budget.
Actually, I don't think I'm reading these in order, so we'll just talk about the guests as and when they pop into our mind. Yeah, so Nancy and I, we talked all about Lyme disease, autistic things, alcoholism, addiction, spiritual awakenings. Wasn't it? Did I say that?
Yeah, you did, yeah.
It was so fun getting to know her. Again, it's just people that I've met online and connected with.
Yes.
What's been some of your podcast highlights, both for me and for you?
Well, you know my favourite episode.
Oh, okay.
I'll give you a clue. You've got to be there, yeah.
Yeah, Our Alan and Our Jay. That was so fun.
I love that.
When I interviewed Jamie Honeyborn and Alan Gibbons from the Isolation Creations on YouTube.
No, you said that wrong. The Isolation.
Isolation Creations.
Yes.
If you're listening, Alan and Jamie, we watched one of your Mr. and Mrs. Pie episodes. We were watching your outtakes, and I really should do a timestamp with a comment on YouTube. And it was when you, Alan, when you said, Aya.
Aya. I'm Mr. Pie and this is Pamela. Say Aya.
Aya. That was so funny.
And corp thing.
And then when, as I was interviewing them, you were there having your little fan moment.
I know, it was great. No, it was just great because they're genuinely lovely people.
Yeah, they are. Oh God, I'd love to go and see them in person one day.
And meet them, yeah, it'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah, because we love comedy, don't we?
We do. I love Paul O'Grady, Lily Savage and Dick Gimmon and all that sort of stuff.
Well, speaking of Paul O'Grady / Lily Savage, that's actually one of the most popular episodes that we've ever done.
Really?
Yes, it is.
We should do more on Bunty next.
Because remember, we recorded the episode about going to see Annie, and then the next one was about Paul passing away. I know. Couldn't believe it.
You came through to me in the morning saying something, you know.
Yeah, because he was one of your idols, wasn't he, Paul O'Grady?
Loved Eyes Down.
Yeah, with Sheridan Smith.
Yes. Yeah. And who's the woman that's in the show? The old lady, the cleaner's funny, the way.
Dora.
Hare?
Yeah. Harry? No, Edna Dore. No. Edna Dore?
Yeah, something like that.
I think
that's
her name.
Oh, that was.
Yeah, she lived a really long life. She was Mo Butcher in EastEnders in the early 90s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I love that. Legs the 11.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're not saying goodbye. We're just going to say au revoir until the autumn because we have lots of things coming up in the spring / summer, and we don't really want to be rushing recording podcast episodes because it's not really good quality for you guys to listen to, is it, Jay?
No.
You're just putting out any old shite.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, what's been on your mind this week?
The price of milk.
The price of milk?
Or the price of things.
Oh, yes, of course, because you have to have lactose-free milk, don't you, darling?
Well, do you want me to be all phlegmy?
Well, like I said to you, we can get ordinary milk and I can get the lactase tablets.
I just drop it in
that you wouldn't have any lactose.
I just like that for convenience and it's fine. It's all right.
Yeah, even though it's expensive.
It's all right. It's Arla. It's fine.
Why have I got lots of slits in my finger?
I don't know.
The index finger on my right hand. Why have I got lots of slits?
I don't know. Wait, guess what else I'm
moving on swiftly.
I don't know why you've got. I've no idea.
No, it's fine. You don't care about my finger slits.
I do, but it's probably because you're wigging it. That's probably when you're cutting yourself with a knot.
No, I don't cut myself when I'm wig making. And if you're new to the pod and need a wig, let me know because I'm the best. And I say that with confidence. And I really hope you can't hear our neighbour cutting the grass, because it's getting to that stage again where you have to cut the grass. I hate those noises, and I hate the smell, and I hate when it goes up my nose and makes me sneeze.
Yeah, I know, same.
Because that's all you hear throughout the summer is the hum of a grass cutter
or a
strimmer.
Do you know what me and Mama are doing in London?
You're going to London?
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
No, what we did. We're going to go in for afternoon tea.
Were you going for afternoon tea? Well, you didn't take me.
We did go to that place, actually.
What place?
Liberty. We did go to Liberty.
Yeah, we looked through it.
Yeah, but
we went through the squeaky lift.
Yeah, it's because you hurt your ankle.
I don't recall hurting my ankle.
Remember, you hurt your ankle and you couldn't walk properly.
In that case, I would have liked to have a sit down, have a nice cup of tea to steady my nerves.
Okay. Yeah,
my cup of hot sweet tea.
Yeah, it's cream tea. It's not too expensive, actually.
I don't want to know how expensive it is. All I know is you didn't take me there.
Alright, fair enough.
No, you're taking your mother.
Well, I wanted to go to Gavroche and Mare, but they're closed now.
Do we need to get William Hansen on?
Why?
Because you're sounding like him when I'm going to Liberty's for tea, and yeah, you do remember that the napkin doesn't go in your t-shirt.
I know. I know. They're both closed, though, Gavroche and Mare.
Right.
Yeah, and I wanted to go to Savoy Grill.
The Savoy Grill?
The Grill.
Oh, the Grill.
For beef.
Scrape off the burnt bits, is that all you can afford?
No, for Beef Wellington.
Beef? You've never had Beef Wellington in your life.
It's fancy trying it.
Yeah, but with a good set of heart prods, you could bring it back to life. It's always red in the middle. It's all runny.
Well,
with blood.
I fancy Beef
Wellington.
I fancy Beef Tartare again.
Beef Tartare.
You know what that is?
Oh, it's when you get slices of beef and then, like, you have your teeth scrapings on it?
No, it's French.
It's phlegm?
It's French.
Flinch?
French.
Inventing new languages here.
It's French. It's French.
En français.
Yeah, it's basically raw mince with capers and things.
Oh, raw mince?
Yeah.
Raw beef mince?
Yeah.
No.
Why?
Raw mince is meant to be brown.
Yeah, it's raw mince.
Like your gran makes it.
Yeah, it's raw mince.
That's disgusting. Raw mince? No. No.
Yes.
No. You're going to eat raw mince?
I had it before.
What, 19 canteen?
No, I had it in 2015.
But that's something unusual, and you don't eat unusual things.
Well, it was beef. We thought it was like kind of like minced beef. It was, but it was cold.
And raw?
Yeah, it was cold.
It could have had anything in it. Like worms or that.
They wouldn't have served it.
I was watching, speaking of worms, totally different tangent. I was watching this thing about Richard III, you know, the guy that was found in the car park.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The monarch. And they did a
biopsy.
Not a biopsy, like when they took like tests and around where his body was.
Yeah, it's the... I know what you mean.
Well, they did tests anyway, and they found out that he'd been living with worms all his life.
Wow, that's
and cute. He had scoliosis.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And when he was, after he'd been killed and he was draped across a horse, he got a spear through his buttocks.
Ooh, that's no good.
Yeah, so you get comedy and history on this podcast, guys.
And also, funny enough, you know what, I've talked about Richard III, I was watching the other day. Actually, what? This morning, actually.
What?
Russ Abbott.
Yeah?
He was doing a wee song about Richard III.
Uh-huh.
And he was humpbacked.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's probably why, yeah.
And they did a reconstruction of his skull, and you got to see what he actually looked like and not like the photos on, you know, like the paintings that they had over the years.
Wow.
Because apparently they made him look more evil because of propaganda or whatever. I'm not a history expert, guys.
Historian.
But, historian. Here's me spilling the tea. Here's me... Get your foot off me. Here's me spilling the tea. I'm not doing this podcast with you anymore because you're always correcting me. And it's annoying.
Oh, okay.
Really annoying.
Well, do I task Ruth Goodman then?
No.
Why?
You'll never say anything disparaging about Ruth Goodman because you want to meet her. You want to go for tea with her in a 1940s cafe.
I want to have a...
With your Hilda Ogden turban.
Yeah, what was that thing she made? It was a Jaffa cake. I want to have one of her original Jaffa cakes things she made, remember?
I don't know.
The massive thing, remember?
I can't remember that one.
All right.
All I remember is the history program, and they found out that soup makes you more fuller for longer.
It does, yeah, it does, because of the water content.
Yeah.
Yes. I love that program.
God, that bloody... What the hell was I going to say? I was going to say motor wave? What the hell's a motor wave?
Was it an autobahn?
Motor wave. What am I thinking of that thing? The grass cutter, the mower, the lawnmower, lawnmower,
yeah,
lawnmower
manual,
sounds.
Manual lawnmower.
No, it's not a manual one, but it's a. It's fucking annoying me. Annoying me. Anything else on your mind?
Well, I'm hoping to blink my eyes.
Pray to Gaga.
To blink my eyes. Mm-hmm. Blink and, you know, this.
The listeners can't see that.
To convince you to go to Disney World.
Which one?
The one in Florida.
I'm not. It's practically illegal to be gay there.
No, in Disney it's not.
No way.
Oh, I wanted to go to the wanted to go to Louisiana, the New Orleans resort thing with the steamboat.
No. No.
Oh.
I'm not giving my money to a place where I'm not totally comfortable.
Disney have said that they want you there.
Of course they do, because they want your money.
No, they've said that they'll protect you.
I'm telling you, Disney will be spinning in his fridge.
No, they want you there because they want to protect you, that's why. They're against all the stupid rules in Florida.
Well, they could be against it, but it's still law there.
Yeah, but we can still...
We don't know the exact laws, but...
We can go,
you know,
but it won't be fine.
I don't like Disney anyway.
But... Aye, but there's lots of things you can do at Disney.
Yeah, like see lots of failed actors in costumes.
No.
Lovely.
No, but we can go to Animal Kingdom. That's amazing.
No.
What? Yes.
No.
What's wrong with Animal Kingdom?
If I'm going to America, I'm going to Las Vegas, so I can meet Marquetta Breslin and go to the House of Gaga Museum.
In that order?
Yes.
Okay.
Marquetta Breslin is the person that taught me to make lace wigs. I can't think what else I've had on my mind this week other than it's been a friggin' slogged and... Get your foot off me! I don't like feet.
Okay.
It's been a slog doing all this exercise.
I know.
Because I've been on a health kick and I've not been eating biscuits and I've cut down on crisps and I've cut down drastically on sugar and I'm constantly hangry.
And you're having cakes of rice?
Yeah, rice cakes instead of junk. Are you noticing the difference in my weight yet?
Yes, you are slimmer.
Where? I can't feel it because I see you and feel me every day.
No, you are slimmer.
Where?
In the middle.
Middle of what? My face?
In your stomach.
Yeah, the pregnancy's nearly gone now. Yeah, anyway, that's been really hard, so if there's anyone listening who is cutting back on food or is doing a health kick and you're finding it difficult, honestly, you're not alone. It's so difficult. Yeah, especially if you're someone that lives with chronic pain. Oh, look. Well, actually, you can't look, listeners. Jay's yawning. Sending him to sleep. That's what my asthma stuff's for. ASMR.
No, but...
Well, there's something I can talk about.
No, but... What time did I get up this morning?
1 a.m.
Yeah, so exactly.
Exactly what?
That's why I'm yawning.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But you're a young man.
Not anymore, no. Yeah, but I was up at 1 a.m. this morning, so...
1 a.m?
Yeah.
1 a.m?
Yeah.
1 a.m, okay. New languages here, people. New languages. Yes, my YouTube channel, my ASMR stuff. It's growing, people. And that's making me real... Let's try talking properly with clear language. That is making me extremely happy that my YouTube channel is beginning to grow and I'm beginning to build an audience.
Well done, Mrs. Colfeathers. Colfeathers.
Mrs. Colfeathers! Yeah. Steamy.
Yeah.
How does it feel knowing that I might be recognised soon?
Makes noise to me. You're still the same person?
No, I'm not. I'm a better person. Famous people are much better people.
Are they?
Yeah, they are.
How? How do you fathom that?
Because they've got this ability to make anyone happy just by being in their presence.
Oh, yeah, and then people swoon over you.
Yeah, I'd love that. Yeah, well, can I have your autograph? No, this is a day. Guys, this is a day for me and my husband.
Yeah.
We're not actually taking photos or speaking to anyone.
Yeah.
No, we need time for us.
Yeah. From appearance fees and royalties, our world had cash to burn.
Pardon?
Yeah. Song.
What's that got to do with my ASMR career? And no, my fame?
No, what I'm saying is that that's what I mean. It's about fame. And you know, rich and famous, he could tell you what the Christians are. Say hey, man.
Right, before they take off their earphones.
I've seen Hercules.
Don't.
Hercules.
Don't. So, before we wrap up, what would you like to see in season 2, Jay? Who would you like me to talk to? If I could get anyone on.
Grandmama.
Like a celebrity or ordinary person.
Grandmama.
She said no.
Mama.
That would be interesting. Because I'd say, talk about your life, and then she'd be talking about her time in Tesco yesterday.
Exactly, that's all right. That's all right.
Joanne, you know I love you. not like any celebs that we like, but shall we put a call out to anyone?
How about...
Because I'm really open, because we're going to have a word with the powers that be and see if we can get recommissioned for the second season.
Okay.
I'm sure it'll happen, but we can't be sure until we've spoke to the big wigs, which is me. Yeah, any celebrities though?
Sue
who?
Pollard.
Do you think she'll come on the pod?
Maybe.
Yeah, that would be interesting. I really want to know how many pairs of glasses she has.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
And if she found her daughter Gaga.
Oh yes. How about Elsie?
Gaga, I'd love her on Lady Gaga.
Did you see the did you see the video I sent you the other day?
You sent me many, which one?
It was an outtake of Sykes with Hattie.
No, I didn't watch it. I don't really like
But it was just Joan Sinford in it.
Yeah, I know she's in it. She's in every episode.
No, don't say Hattie Jakes.
Eh? Oh, no. Joan Sims.
Joan Sinford's in it.
No, I've not seen that one.
But I sent it to you, no.
She had quite a tragic life.
You know, it's an outtake, right? And she couldn't stop laughing. It was like so like down to earth laughing. I know, it was just great.
Did she totally lose it?
Yeah, she did. Mm. I love Joan Sims.
Who would I like to get on the podcast? Aren't you going to ask me?
Ask
me who I would like on the podcast.
Pray tell, who would won like on one's cast of the pod?
I'm so glad you asked that. Eventually. I would love to talk to Suran Jones. Love her. And I'd probably end up begging her to bring back a new series of Scott and Bailey. Who else?
Leslie Sharp.
Leslie Sharp. Yeah, I'd talk to her. Yeah. Well, the pair of them.
Yes.
That's if they're still talking. I don't know if they fell out. Or they just didn't get on. Or they just... You know, like one of those relationships when you're not working together, that's it.
Of course, yeah.
Your friendship ends. Who else do I like?
You'd love Jodie.
Linda Robson.
Linda Robson.
Love Linda Robson or Leslie Joseph.
And Jodie Whittaker, you'd love her on, I think.
Yeah, she'd be nice to talk to.
She'd be lovely to talk to you.
Yeah, welcome her to our fam.
Yes, fam.
My mind has gone totally blank.
Nicholas Briggs.
The voice of the Daleks.
And Simon Yen, executive producer of Big
Finish. Any non-Doctor Who people?
Okay, I'll have to think. Let's see.
What am I talking about? You don't know any.
No, I do. I would have Vicky Michelle.
Yeah.
Love her. Sue Hodge. Uh-huh. Jeff Holland.
Mm-hmm.
Linda Reagan. I would have...
Hello. Yeah.
Catherine Rabette.
Yeah, she'd be nice to talk to.
I love you, because I love her character, Sissy.
Do you know who I would like to talk to?
Who? Tell me.
I would love to talk to... speaking of that kind of era, I would like to talk to someone who was in The House of Elliot, who I've been watching that on BritBox before it finishes. I would love to talk to Vicky Alcock, who was Agnes in The House of Elliot, and, of course, Julie Saunders in Bad Girls. I think she followed me on Insta.
Oh, wow.
Didn't she? Did she follow me on Insta?
That would be good.
Yeah, so I'd love to talk to her.
Linda Henry.
Yeah?
I'd love to talk to Linda Henry. Oh, and Helen...
God, I cried my eyes out when she died on Bad Girls.
I love her. And Helen Fraser, that would be a great one.
Body bag, yeah.
Yeah, and also Dick Emery.
He's dead.
Yeah, but no, but she was in that.
Yeah, but we're talking about people with love on the pod. No. All right, then. Who would you love to get on the pod that's dead?
No, she was on the show, I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
She was on the show.
So who's dead that you would talk to? I would love to talk to Princess Diana. Nice to get my mum on the pod, but she's no longer with us. Paul O'Grady, I would have loved to talk to him.
Oh, that'd be great.
Paul O'Grady was my mum's absolute favourite in the entertainment world. Absolute favourite.
John Pertwee.
Okay. Before we get carried away with ourselves, there's also other people we need to mention that were on the pod. My friend Smiley Shani, who's the psychologist and YouTuber.
Yes.
Oh, it was so great chatting with her. She is so good.
Yes.
Who else did we have? You can chat amongst yourself, Jay, whilst I look. We had...
Finding a whole new scene, being cute. Home is where the heart is, where you hang your hat.
Oh, my friend Cole.
Yes.
Cole. Another YouTuber. She was really good to talk to. Yeah. Told me things I didn't know about her. She does makeup on YouTube. And she studied to be an anthropologist,
oh, yes.
I think. Is it anthropologist?
I think so.
Very clever woman. Very, very interesting story. Interesting background. Just flicking through all the podcast episodes we've done. We've done quite a lot. I think there's about 80 episodes in total.
Good.
If not more. With the full episodes and bonuses. So if ever you want to listen to them and you're intrigued.
Oh, Susan Eisenberg.
And of course we had my good friend and fellow ASM artist, Laurie Latte, on. So good to talk to her. She has been such a support to me. Thank you for coming on. In fact, if we've missed anyone, it's just because our minds are blank. We're not feeling 100%. And if we've missed anyone, thank you so much for coming on to the podcast. It really does mean a lot to us because, like, we're still a very small podcast, but we always appreciate anyone that has anything to do with the podcast. Before we go, Jay, do you want to say anything to the listeners?
Live long and prosper.
Okay, I'll do the proper one then. I really want to say a huge thank you to anyone that's ever listened or commented on the Instagram, anyone who's ever shared, anyone who the podcast has resonated with. It honestly means the world to me because I've always felt that I never had my own voice, and to feel that my voice has been listened to, it's such an amazing thing. How do you feel, Jay?
The same. I want to thank everyone from the Wigan Slim back who listens.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because there's a few of you.
Yeah, there is some really, really good supporters there.
Yes.
Yeah, there's so many of you, and honestly, yeah. As we say goodbye to season one, we really want to thank you from the bottom of our heart. So yeah, that is it from us until season two, which will be around in the autumn. We're not exactly sure yet, and we're not sure if we want to change the platform slightly. As in, do we want to make it weekly again, fortnightly? What kind of guests we want? What kind of content we want? So until around October, we will say au revoir until then. In the meantime, if you want to listen to any of the podcast episodes, they're always going to be available. If you want more from me, you can always head over to my YouTube channel or Instagram. Everything will be in the show notes.
And people on MySpace.
People on MySpace, yeah, right. Yeah, so that is it from us. Thank you so much to all of our listeners over the past year. You have been absolutely incredible. Thank you so much for your support. And yeah, we'll see you in the autumn. So take care, be kind to yourself and those around you. And we'll be back before you know it. Take care, guys. Bye.